Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, September 16th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for iOS from the Omni Group. The iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro went up for pre-order on Friday, and reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out with a new report breaking down demand among shoppers so far. Basing his predictions largely off of Apple's online shipping estimates, Kuo notes that there has been strong demand for the new colors, which are the midnight green iPhone 11 Pro and the green and purple iPhone 11 models. He also warns that production problems of the glass for the midnight green iPhone 11 Pro means availability of that model is further constrained. Kuo indicates that the demand for the more expensive iPhone 11 Pro is higher in the United States, whereas the Chinese market is most interested in the cheaper iPhone 11 series. Kuo says that the availability of trade-in programs and zero-interest payment plans is also helping to stimulate upgrades this year. In addition to the appeal of the new colors and the financing options, Apple is being aggressive with the $699 iPhone 11 base price, while also adding features like the new ultra-wide lens, improved battery life, and 4K video upgrades. Kuo emphasizes that the iPhone 11 pricing is making it an ideal choice for the current install base of iPhone 6, iPhone 6S, and iPhone 7 owners. Given the positive early signs, Kuo is raising his estimate for new iPhone shipments in 2019 to between 70 and 75 million units. That's up from his previous estimate of between 65 and 70 million units. Pre-orders for the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro began on Friday, and limited supply remains for a September 20th launch day delivery. In other news, Disney CEO Bob Iger has announced that he is stepping down from Apple's board of directors. This comes as Apple and Disney become major competitors in the streaming media industry. Iger's resignation from Apple's board was announced in an SEC filing and was effective as of September 10th. That's the same day as Apple's iPhone 11 event, where the company announced its Apple TV Plus launch date and $5 per month price. There had been some speculation about how Iger would balance his responsibilities as Disney and Apple start to compete. Iger originally noted that he had always been careful to excuse himself from board meetings at Apple whenever Apple TV Plus was discussed. Furthermore, he had also said that Apple TV Plus was not a big enough business for Apple for him to believe that it was problematic to be on the board of directors. However, things must have changed enough over the last few months for Iger to reconsider his position. Apple TV Plus will launch on November 1st for $5 per month, while Disney Plus will launch 2 weeks later on November 12th for $8 per month. Whether or not consumers end up choosing one or the other, or subscribing to both, remains to be seen. But with both services offering different collections of content, it may be common for people to subscribe to both Disney Plus and Apple TV Plus. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for iOS. OmniFocus for iOS has long been the gold standard to-do manager for iPhone and iPad users. In fact, the app originally shipped on day one of the App Store, but it's come quite a way since then. OmniFocus on iOS gives you everything you need to plan, review, and forecast all of your upcoming tasks, with features for organizing projects by due dates, flags, and an inbox-style UI. These days, the iOS app also syncs with a companion Mac app and the new OmniFocus for Web app that you can access from any browser. To learn more and to try out OmniFocus for iOS today, go to omnifocus.com/9to5iOS or hit the link in today's show notes. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. Apple Watch Series 5 debuted last week with an all-new titanium case that Apple says touts a superb strength-to-weight ratio. The new premium material in the titanium watch is lighter than the stainless steel models, but we now have more details on just how much of a difference that makes. When comparing the titanium and stainless steel Apple Watch Series 5 models, expect around a 5-gram difference in weight. The new titanium Apple Watch won't be as light as the aluminum models, but it should be a noticeable difference from stainless steel. For the Apple Watch Series 5 in 40mm, the aluminum weighs in at 30.8 grams, while the titanium weighs in at 35.1 grams. Ceramic weighs 39.7 grams, and stainless steel weighs 40.6 grams. Meanwhile, for the 44mm size, the aluminum weighs in at 36.5 grams, followed by titanium at 41.7. The ceramic model weighs 46.7 grams, while the stainless steel model weighs 47.8 grams. Apple's titanium isn't just any run-of-the-mill material either. The new Apple Watch case has special characteristics to help it wear better over time. Apple says that it has developed a special surface coating that prevents yellowing, staining, and showing fingerprints. Apple's custom-engineered surface is also visually distinctive from stainless steel. Stainless steel has a mirrored finish that doesn't look quite as rugged as the titanium material. Apple Watch Series 5 is available for pre-order now and will launch on September 20th. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a closer look at all of the differences between the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro. We also have a gallery of images from new Apple stores that have opened in Louisville, Kentucky and The Woodlands, Texas. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to the Omni Group for sponsoring today's episode. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.